Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It's Wednesday, and this is Deborah Leanne, and it's time for a bit of Wednesday wisdom. And believe you me, I am not, as Tony Robbins says, I am not your guru, right? We are all learning from each other, and I just want to share with you some of the nuggets, I guess, or ahas that are showing up for me as I have been embracing, hasn't always felt like that, this path of authenticity. And before we get started, I am really wanting to get grounded and invite you to take this time for yourself as well. And having some good deep breaths in through our nose. Let your belly get big and full and round. And then exhale through your mouth. Ha. Ha. Feeling your feet flat on the floor. Your third breath. Ha. And then just moving your hips back and forth in a way that activates that energy in our power center, our womb space, our second chakra, that space that allows us to create, and it's the beginning of our personal power, which shows up in the next chakra up in our solar plexus. But more importantly, it's where we are breaking away from the collective, our families, the culture, and all of that, and that pretty much is housed in our first root chakra. And in this breaking away, it feels unsafe. It feels sometimes that we won't be loved. I mean, if we really show another who we really are, I mean, a lot of times we don't even want to look at that. And then to share it with someone else who we love and care about, especially if we're in a romantic relationship, those early getting to know each other dates are great until you start getting into beyond the surface, right? And when it comes time to share those deeper spaces within us where we are flawed, where we are vulnerable, it's scary for many of us because of that feeling that I'm not enough, which is one, or the second one is that I won't be loved. And so we play it safe. And we build our walls around our heart. And we actually build walls around us that create a comfort zone and keep us in the same place. And then we wonder, why do I feel stuck? Well, we built this castle around ourselves with many of us with beautiful tall stone walls and a moat that filled with crocodiles that if anybody wants to get close, they have to, you know, fight those off and find a bridge to get across the moat. It's amazing what we'll do. And then we wonder, why is it that I don't have what I want in this life? Why can't it be easy for me to create what it is I truly desire? So a lot of times we just limit those desires. And I'm a great one for that. You know, when I look at my goals for the year, I think, okay, so that may not be doable this year, maybe in the next 5 years, so I'll just limit it back to what I think I can do. And it's, I know better, but there's this logical part of my brain that wants to keep me safe. Pulls me back in. So this place of authenticity that I've been discovering about what's really me, where am I and what is it that I really want and that I'm here to contribute? What's my unique value in this life? What am I here to offer and serve and exchange with the universe? Because never before has any of us been in this form, in this time. And I have a feeling that we're only scratching our very thick surfaces and that there's so much more that stays buried. It's almost as if we show any of those deep little tender spaces of desire to the world, if they see the light of day, that they might die. That's how I feel. And there's an exercise that we learned as teachers of the Art of Feminine Presence that's called Heart's Desire. And I've always done that in a way where I felt like I was getting to the raw core of who I am and my source of joy, and it's fleeting. Every time I get to that space, it doesn't last. I can't even remember the next session when I play with this concept again of getting in to my heart's desire. It doesn't stay with me. And there's a lot of psychology around that, as well as energy practitioners will share with you that holding that vibration of joy and positive, open to possibilities and that excitement, that fire, it grows, and then as soon as we get too much of it, it's almost like too much of a good thing, and we shut it down. So to share with you about my most recent experience, I was talking to a couple weeks ago, one of my coaches said that's one of her areas of expertise, and I didn't know. Interesting that I didn't know that she did the Heart's Desire, and that was one of her areas to support her clients. And I said, you know, I would love to be witnessed, which is basically what you need, because it's a very difficult process to do on your own, because we can fool ourselves and think we're getting there. And really, it's fascinating to do it in a group, in a circle, or with a coach, where they can actually let you know, I'm not sure if we're quite there yet. Let's go deeper. Anyway, in my process yesterday, when asked what it is that I truly want, what is it that I'm wanting to create right now, you know, my first 3 or 4 or 5 or maybe 7 answers were all very mind-based, very intellect-based. And for someone who's relatively grounded in spirituality and heart, open-hearted, I was disappointed in both myself and in what my system wanted me to see. So my very astute coach said, did you notice when we talked about those things, did your energy level go up or down or remain the same? And in most of the cases, my energy level remained the same or went down. Because once our brain and our heart, our brain and our intellect get involved, it shuts down the openness and the joy and the truly orgasmic experience of desire in our bodies. And so she was very patient with me and let me find my way. And one of the things was around teaching and sharing and being seen as someone who is valuable. I mean, those were all I feel almost shameful to share those, but it's true. I know I have a lot to offer and give and a lot of wisdom to share, especially to our sisters who are more in the millennial phase. That's a whole other story about where I believe millennials and baby boomers are the ones that are going to really push for change on our planet. But as we continue to work through the process, what opened up for me was this, what I saw was this video recently that I've watched a couple times that brings me right into joy and laughter. And it was of my daughter, who was about 6 months, laughing and giggling, a belly laugh, for really no reason, just to connect with us and just to share her joy of being alive and being witnessed by her daddy and her big brother. And she was in her element. And every time I think of that, or I can hear that laughter again, and it brings a smile to my face. And in another healing session a few weeks ago, she was asking me to tap into a memory that brought joy. So that was recently in my mind and an easy place for me to know to go to that opened my heart and lifted me to that beautiful higher energy space of joy. And what came from that is listening to her laugh and realizing that she has no other purpose in that moment in her life than just to be who she is and be in her joy and sharing it in a way that made it brought joy to everyone who witnessed it and heard her and saw her. And still to this day, because we have this on video. So I had that in my mind, and I found myself doing what my mother, who is suffering from Alzheimer's, does with her arms, where she kind of dances with her arms and she's moving in tune to some internal music, which is so beautiful to watch. And she's in this serene, happy place within her. And so I'm listening to Miranda's laugh. I'm doing this nonsensical, rhythmic kind of playful thing with my body, and when Amara, my coach, asked me about what it was I was feeling, I said joy. Pure, unadulterated joy. And it was whimsy. There was, when I actually looked up what whimsy and whimsical means in the dictionary, which she advised me to do after our session was over, it's like not of the mind. Isn't that brilliant? For me to get out of my mind and to go to this place of whimsy. And I felt like a child, innocent, and there was just this huge open sky and open wide horizons of what could be. And from that space is where I want to live. From that space that's bigger and broader and more spacious and more me and more fun. And why does that bring me to tears? It's interesting that when we actually experience joy, how often we cry, because it's so true. It's getting to our essence. Wow. So here's my, if you're up for it, my challenge for you in the next few weeks is I know we're close to the end of August, and I don't want this authenticity journey to stop for me or for you. I truly believe that's why I feel very compelled to create this Authentic Leadership Academy, because this authenticity piece of bringing ourselves back to ourselves and leading from the place that is our joy and our gifts to the world, being seen as leaders in that capacity, excuse me, first and foremost, beyond our competencies and our degrees and our years of experience, beyond all of that, we have this joy. And what could we create with whimsy? What kind of bigger visions would be downloaded, would be inspired within us and for us to inspire others with? It's amazing to me because it boggles my mind. I love that because it totally shakes me out of my sense of sensibilities and what's, you know, the limited possibilities that I've ever set for myself, the limited goals. You know, what if there was just, what if I have been so not allowing me to shine more of me, which could allow others to see more of me, which could create deeper connections and intimate relationships and strong bonds and collaborative strategic partnerships, which, by the way, I just signed on to be a part of, and I'm so excited with a powerful group of women to do leadership conferences and support each other in building our individual businesses, but also to come together in a collective way to do our thing. So much synergy. Okay, I know I've spoken in like circles here. So before we close, the biggest thing I wanted to do is to ask you to go within. Listen to that still voice within. Let her have a chance to speak. And that means with no phones, no computer, preferably sitting outside in nature where you're connected to all and away from others' voices and thoughts and even their words, even reading other people's poetry, as much as that opens us up and inspires us, then put the book down and find out what your response is, your reaction is from within. You know, giving thanks to that author for opening up that topic and asking that question that allows us to then, wow, and what does this mean to me? We used to have a short system when we were doing our after-school programs with teens, and it's for any facilitation, really. However, it starts with what. What are we talking about? What is opening up here? And then there's the so what. So why is this even important to me? And then the third, now what? How am I different now that I know this information? What am I going to do to take action towards a new me that's becoming, that's developing, that's showing up, evolving in this very moment? And that is where I'm at now. I've provided you with the what, a little bit of the so what, and I would invite you to go within and find out what more is there for you on the so what. What does this authenticity thing mean to me? And where am I hiding from me? And what joy have I been suppressing because I didn't think it was possible for me to have it? And think about, do I want to join in a community of women that's on a path to joyful authenticity? We have our retreat coming up in October. And you can get more information on that at stlretreats.com. But the other piece is this heart's desire exercise. If you are wanting to do these, even on a quarterly or monthly basis, just to tune into what is it that I really want to do next, and finding out how to hold that desire in your body, because it's almost like we birth this concept and then we tend to shut it down close the door, going, nope, don't want that. And if we're given the inspiration and we don't act on it, sure as shooting, somebody else is going to come along in the next month and they're going to be acting on it. Because spirit doesn't give you these ideas and wait for you to act on them. If you don't act, they're going to move it on to somebody who will. I love that. Elizabeth Gilbert mentions that in her book. And so does a video just watched on Mind Valley today where she talks about Michael Jackson. I'm going to tell this story before I close. It's really good. Michael Jackson would call his business agent in the middle of the night sometimes, 2, 3, 4 in the morning. He'd have an idea and he'd just pick up the phone and call his business person. And the manager would be like, Michael, do you know what time it is? And he says, yeah, but you have to write this down. You have to write this down. And his business manager is like, why? Why do I? And he's like, I just have to tell you. And he's like, but I don't understand why I need to write this down. He said, just write it down for me. And he says, okay, what is it? Fireflies. He whispers in his little voice, fireflies. And the business manager's like, exasperated, like, fireflies? Really? What does this have to do with anything? He says, I want fireflies on the stage at my next concert, because if I don't do it, Prince is going to do it. Because who are the most divinely inspired entertainers of that era? Prince and Michael Jackson. So he knew that if he didn't act on it and put it into play right away, somebody else was going to act on it. And that is the same with every book. That is the same with every new course. That is the same with every new branding idea, you know, or even the way products are, you know, the whole concept I had around bringing back disposable or reusable grocery bags so that we could get rid of using so many plastic bags and paper bags in the grocery stores. And I could not find anyone in 2005 in my local place. I talked to lots of manufacturers of different other kinds of plastics and packaging. They had no idea what I was talking about. They didn't understand. And I showed them a sample, and within 2 years, they were all over the place. I never found anybody to make them, but somebody else did. So these concepts and ideas and inspirations, we can't hear them if we keep moving, which is why retreats are gaining in popularity, which is why we need to book time and take a couple of days away, whether it's at our retreat or anywhere else, where you are unplugged, where you don't hear everybody else yammering at you, so you're not reading everybody else's e-zines and listening to everybody else's voices. You really can go within. Find the space and the time to do that for yourself. And if you want any support on the Heart's Desire exercise, connect with me. Until our next time together, take excellent care of you. Find out what it is that brings you joy and do that. And try to hold as much joy and desire in your body as you can before you, more than likely, because we're human and naturally you're going to suppress it, because it's not an easy thing to hold on to. Yep, that childlike wonder and innocence. I'm going to go practice whimsy myself. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.